now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, this is Cooper back on the Cocktail Nation once again with more lounge and exotica that you can poke a stick at. This week we find out about the Tiki Caliente event. We'll take a bit of a look at the scene in Palm Springs as far as mid-century modern is concerned as we catch up with Rory Snyder. We look at the new Mad Men cookbook, which is out, that you might dig. Plus new music from Mr. Jimmy Vargas on the way for you. And our look at the world of swank with some great gigs lined up from across the world. Right now, Pink Martini and Sayori Yuki from their new album, 1969. This is Mayonka No Bossa Nova on the Cocktail Nation.
夜中に女一人で聞く歌はお酒のように消えてしまったブルーなボサノバ
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation for UltraSwank.net, and Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you, Martini Kings and Swing Shepherd Blues. Keep a lookout for their new vinyl release, which is coming out very soon. Tiki Caliente coming up May 18th to the 20th in Palm Springs, and Rory Snyder joins me to enlighten us on the big show for 2012. Tiki Caliente number 4. Rory, what can we expect this year?
You know, this year is interesting because I'm starting to realize that we're doing more of a mid-century modern tiki than a traditional tiki event. So this will be the first year that we actually have entertainment and bands that have lyrics. So that's a nice change for us for the event. The Martini Kings are being on ground Saturday, and Sunny Moon, who sings for a band called Nutty, who does a great Frank Sinatra kind of vibe, is singing for them, and they're doing a five-piece kind of orchestra.
I love Nutty. I mean, that Sunny Moon has a fantastic voice. This is this is sounding pretty huge already. What else you got? You got vendors and acts and all this sort of stuff going on?
Yeah, right now what we have is it's about 500 people on grounds. We have 21 vendors, including Shag. Shag is a sponsor of our event, so he's going to be on grounds, and they're releasing something with the Shag store. Also, we have 9 bands. We're in the midst of adding on 2 more bands, one more for Sunday and possibly one for Thursday. Tiki Carver's on grounds, Doug Horn, a great artist, Swamp Fire, doing all the art and promo material, and, you know, last but not least, you know, the fans, they're the diehards. It's not just a party scene. These are the people that kind of, like, live the lifestyle. That's kind of where Caliente came from, was the events were getting bigger and bigger, and to go back to where it all began, which was Palm Springs for the first Tiki event, Tiki Oasis, it's very nice having the fans, which are a big part of it, who know the cocktails, do the room parties, and are very authentic in their dress and their demeanor.
I love the sound of that. Palm Springs is just such an amazing place, and I went to Palm Springs in about 1996, I think it was, and it was a very, very old town at that stage, and there wasn't a whole lot of young people in the town. I remember across the road from the motel that I was staying at, there was a restaurant, and almost every night there was an ambulance out the front taking away somebody, and sometimes a hearse, but it was particularly an old town then. But I've noticed from a few things that I've read that the demographic is low to about, you know, around the age of 40 these days. So it seems to be changing in Palm Springs.
Yeah, it's definitely changing. I seem for some reason to have a tendency to move where there's a huge gay population. I lived in Laguna Beach in Orange County when it was very gay and it started turning very straight. I lived in Hillcrest, San Diego, where it was very gay, turning very straight, just by coincidence. And as I moved here to Palm Springs, I bought a vacation home out here.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much what it was known for. Palm Springs was gay and gray, gay population and an old gray population.
Right.
But this town, much of it's probably having to do with the modernism that's huge out here in Modernism Weekend. It's turning into a young hipster crowd.
So you're saying that wherever you go, people turn straight. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've got that tendency. I'm the satellite that gets dropped in the town. And somehow it changed, put something in the water. But yeah, it seems to be working. Where I'm working now, I run a bar called El Jefe, which is owned by Jose Garza, who won the 2010 Iron Chef.
Right.
And it's in Hotel Saguaro. And that hotel and across from it is the Ace. Both of them, I sit there day in and day out and wonder where they get their clientele from, because it's not locals. It's these young LA hipsters that are starting to not just make it a vacation spot anymore. They're actually buying homes out here and living here part of the year.
Well, I can't blame them. I mean, Palm Springs has got the most incredible weather. I mean, I was just amazed that, you know, the constant, I mean, compared to LA, I mean, you go to Palm Springs and you can breathe for a start, and you've got beautiful LA weather, but you know, it's kind of like it's all year round, and the air is so fresh, and some of the houses around there now, you know, for our crowd, I mean, absolutely, you know, heading to Palm Springs for Tiki Caliente number 4 would be a fantastic option. in your holiday plans, because you could check out the incredible mid-century stylings out there. In fact, the Modernism weekend just gone. I saw some of the pictures of some of the homes that they visited, and I tell you what, you can have an absolute ball if you're a mid-century fan.
It's absolutely awesome. What used to be Modernism Week is now Modernism Weeks. It's actually a 2-week process now.
Yeah.
And most of it sold out, all the little side exhibits. But it's, I was by a friend yesterday, the Rosenauns, who are very hip. One of them's part of the Modernism board. They have a beautiful old Alexander style home on a street that's all at Alexander's. And it's a lifestyle out here. It is. You look around, even where we do the event, which is the Travel Lodge, it's directly next to the Royal Hawaiian Estates, which is a condo complex that was put up in the early 60s that has all original tikis, all original pitched ceilings, orange gutters. Shag stole a couple concepts off there for art. I've seen Bosco steal a couple concepts off there for art. But it's a condo complex that became historically significant last year, and this was something they wanted to tear down 6 or 7 years ago.
We're talking to Rory Snyder tonight about Tiki Caliente, and we'll be back shortly with part two of this interview. Right now, Jack Jones and Fly Me to the Moon on the Cocteau Nation.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing, for you I have written the song, to be sure that you know what I'm saying. I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Eternity scratches a soul rash of comic blues. And guilt my view. Sposa ombra besidior. Guilt my view. Sposa ombra besidior. Guilt my view. Lisa on Rebecca Dion. Cigarette mold on my skid crib wall, Serapuana, my holy horn, and a gown of tears come blood red Dior. Blake's a barbecue tattoo, Zep gun Satan's hosiery, fighter hotter looks like my lily. Take your vengeance with the same rosary bees. I choke that last breath of you. Guilt my view, sposa on Rebecca Dior. Guilt my view, sposa on Rebecca Dior. Guilt my view, sposa on Rebecca Dior. Guilt my view, sposa on Rebecca Dior.
Nation with Cube Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net, one from the latest Jimmy Vargas album, Lust Angeles, which is out right now, and Sposa Remedia. We're talking Tiki Caliente in Palm Springs and about the Palm Springs mid-century scene, which is going on. Rory Snyder is with me. Tell me, Rory, do they have a strong sense of historical value in Palm Springs as far as protection is concerned? Is that built into Palm Springs?
It really is, and sometimes it's a pro and sometimes it's a con, because it's beautiful that some of these historic buildings get saved, but I've also seen the modernism board or the mod commers put a stop to something that would be quite progressive for Palm Springs, with a building that I would say is shabby chic, but somewhere on that building is an element that they think is worth saving. So I love to see the history saved and it being preserved. But when the economy did change a couple of years ago, there was also times where it was hurting the progress for the actual town.
Yeah, yeah.
So now there's this happy medium where everyone's getting along and downtown is thriving again. We have a huge Canadian presence in this town for vacationing. Besides the Canadians, the baby boomers retiring, the LA crowd coming back, I've never seen this town so busy.
Well, that's good.
And part of the reasons we do the event in May was I was able to get the rights to buy out a hotel, because they will not sell you a whole hotel for a weekend during the season.
Right.
And now we're kind of sitting where May is becoming part of the season. So it's harder and harder to leverage them by price point when they know they can sell out anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Now, tell us with Tiki Caliente number four. I mean, this is number four. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time now, and most events keep getting bigger and better. What have you learned from past years that you kind of think, oh, you know, I need to apply that for this year, or, you know, yeah, we're definitely going to keep that? Or is there anything that, part of your planning that you've been thinking about?
There's a lot of things, honestly. I went to a couple of the other events this last year that I've never been to, and to me, it's better if it is smaller, and we've always had a cap of 500 people. Last year, we got around 420. This year, we're going to be right at 500, and we're going to actually turn people away. Sometimes it gets so big where it's not the diehard fans anymore. It's just a bunch of people partying.
Yeah.
And it kind of loses the vibe of what it started with. And the other thing we're starting to notice is when I first did the event the first couple years, I was getting all Californians. Now I've got people coming in from Texas. I've got people coming in from Wisconsin. I actually have a couple people coming in from Germany for it. So when you see that, you find yourself being a custodian of their money. They're trusting you to show them a good time and give them their money's worth. So
yeah,
when you know somebody's probably spending more on travel expenses than the actual hotel room and the wristbands. you have a job to do, but to me, it's back to basics where you come to our event. A lot of times, Sven Kirsten wrote the Book of Tiki's right there. Shag is right there. Yeah, no one's unobtainable. There is no true superstars.
Yeah.
Your room is right next to the Hula Girls, or your room's next to Doug Horn. I try not to put anybody on a pedestal, including myself, because we need the new people and the new blood to keep this going.
Yeah, indeed. That is so true.
And some of the other events have it shipped, and some of the other events, when they get bigger and they do them for a longer period of time, and hopefully won't happen at Caliente, because it's a focus of mine, is it becomes cliquish.
Because
people have been there for 4 years and they don't invite in the new people, where we're very open that, wow, you've never been to an event before. Hey, you're drinking Bacardi rum versus Appleton's rum, or you're wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt versus a vintage shirt. We're not going to critique you.
Yeah.
But you will learn as these events go by, you become more familiar and you get more ingrained into the culture, and you'll learn yourself.
Yeah, indeed. Rory, great to talk to you. And have you got all the bands? Is everybody locked in, or are there still some that you might be waiting on?
There's a couple we're still waiting on, but right now we've got the Deadbeat Daddies on Friday opening up for the Hula Girls. Saturday we have the Smoking Menahunies going into the Sand Devils, going into the Martini Kings with Nutty Singer Sunny Moon. And on Sunday, we have Chang, which is a great slack key guitarist, and there's a great chance we're going to have Skip Heller, who's a phenomenal guitarist and played with everybody known to man, who's going to actually do a bossa nova number with his girlfriend, who plays ukulele.
Good stuff. Another huge event.
So those are the only ones I can confirm.
Cool. Another huge event. Tiki Caliente number 4 in Palm Springs, California. The website to go to if you want to book your tickets and find out more?
www.tikicaliente.com. And go on there, check out some of the news that's coming up. And if you can't make it to the show, keep your eye on it, because right after the show, a lot of the times the art that we have at the art show and the official mugs will go on sale after the event for general public.
Cool. Rory, good to talk to you.
Yep, good talking to you, and stay safe, my friend.
The time is the same, our old rendezvous. The table is set, dear, it lacks only you. Oh, what am I having? Waiter, just make mine blues. I can't realize our romance is through. Whatever I think of reminds me of you. Oh, didn't I order? Waiter, please make mine blues. Got the blues so bad I could cry. Got the blues so bad I could die. What's the use? All I see is you sweet. I can't drink, I can't eat, I can't think, I can't sleep. So let's have a song, and let's have it loud. The louder the better, to drown out the crowd. Oh, here is my order, waiter, please make mine blues. The blues so bad I could die. What's the use? All I seek is you, sweet. I can't drink, I can't eat, I can't think, I can't sleep. So let's have a song, let's have it loud. The louder the better, to drown out the crowd. Here is my order, waiter, just make mine blue. Let's have a song, let's make it loud. The louder the better, to drown out the crowd.
The Cocktail Nation, lounge leader Coop Cooper and Nita O'Day. And waiter, make mine blues. Last night I read a great article on ultraswank.net website by Baron von Swankenstein about a cookbook that is out right now called The Unofficial Mad Men Cookbook, Inside the Kitchens, Bars and Restaurants of Mad Men. It takes a whole look at the Mad Men series and the characters within it, and provides you with some very cool recipes as well and some great pictures. Make sure you check out the article, grab the book, and of course Mad Men Season 5 is here. I'll be interested to see what you think of the new season. Been getting some good reports. You can email thecocktailnation@gmail.com or contact me via the Facebook page. We've got a special Cocktail Nation Facebook page set up that you can be part of, and of course on Twitter. Check it out. Abel Agrimus now and Cookies and Ice Cream. Thank you.
listening to the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Billions of Brazilians, tropical neon, filling every cranny of the land of the Amazon. Colonies of monkeys, colonies of ants, populating countries shown by creamy viney plants. Nameless native species, killing up their prey. Countless piles of feces, fertilizing their world each day. Parrots and piranhas, butterflies and slugs. Dinner plates as spiders, random biters, lurking in the undergrowth. Billions of Brazilians. Ya, 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 ya,
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net. Don Tiki, billions of Brazilians. Got a note from the gang at Don Tiki just the other day saying they got some new videos up on their website. You should check out dontiki.com. It's from their live show at the Doris Duke Theatre from late last year. Some great videos there, so do have a look at that. Time for a look at the world of swank. And a note from Jack Fetterman last week that he'd love us to mention his Primitiva and Hi-Fi event in New York City at PKNY every Tuesday night. And that kicks off at 6 p.m. That's a regular for them if you're looking for something to do in New York City. The Rum Rum Magogo Mod Miami at Rum Renaissance, April 21 till the 23rd. This is over at the Jazz Lounge at Deville Beach Resort, 6701 Collins Avenue. April 21, the Hooky Lau, of course. The Tiki Weekender is set up in sunny Fort Lauderdale. It's been going since 2002. The Vintage Vogue Fashion and Lifestyle Fair, April 29, Brentwood School Centre in Middleton Lane, Brentwood in Essex in the UK. May 27, the Esquivel Big Band playing Arts Quest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And Easy Lounge, first Thursday of every month with DJ Tom LG. Here's Beverly Kenny and Undecided on the Cocktail Nation.
Then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you want to play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. You promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you've got a heart and if you're kind, don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? And it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. You promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you've got a heart and if you're kind, don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
The Cocktail Nation for ultraswank.net, the Midnight Combo and Mallorca Inn. Hi to new listeners of the show, Stuart Douglas in Virginia, Petra Stevens in Miami. Hi to Larry Birkenstein in Fort Lauderdale, who's listening tonight. Thanks for joining us on the Cocktail Nation. Thanks for getting in contact with the show. And a quick note, too, I got a message from Jim Haywood, who's connected with the Hukilau event, who tells me that Beach Bum Berry is going to be doing a symposium on the zombie cocktail as part of Hukilau. It's called Revenge of the Zombie, the tale of Tiki's deadliest drink. And in this, he's going to be digging deep into the archives to trace the development of one of history's most infamous cocktails from the 1930s to the present. Of course, Beach Bum Berry, the author of five books, with a number six book in the works on tropical mixology and its rich history. And I'll tell you what, he does put out some fantastic books historically, just incredible, the information that he digs up. This is coming up on Saturday, April 21, 2 p.m. at the Mai Kai, so do check that one out. Well, that wraps up the show tonight. I'm going to leave you with a fantastic song tonight from Mr. Henry Mancini. This is Background for Murder on the Cocktail Nation. Stay hip. Thank you.